Okay, this is the Pacifica National Board National Finance Committee meeting of December 27th, 2016. This is Michael Novick, the chair, and Arpo Martin, the secretary, to call the roll.
Okay. Ken Aaron. Ahmed Anderson.
Here.
Nick Arena.
Here.
Adriana Kasanov.
Here.
Nick Economidis.
Here.
R. Paul Martin here. Tony Norman.
Present.
Michael Novick.
Present.
Serene Roberts.
Present.
Okay, that's eight. We have a quorum.
Okay, I did submit a proposed agenda, draft agenda. I guess I'll read it for the stream. It's a call to order at 8:30 Eastern. Roll call, agenda approval for 10 minutes, minutes approval for 5 minutes, the WPFW budget proposal on action, 45 minutes allotted for that. The WBAI budget proposal on action, another 45 minutes for that, broken down as a presentation for 10, Q&A for 10, and NFC discussion and action for 25. KPFK budget proposal on action, also 45 minutes with the same breakdown, 10 minutes for presentation, 10 minutes for Q&A, and NFC discussion and action for 25. Scheduling our next meeting for 5 minutes. I've already reserved January 10th tentatively for that, and then adjournment. Is there a motion to approve the agenda and we can discuss it?
Motion to approve.
Okay, thank you. Any discussion of the agenda proposal?
R. Paul?
Go ahead, R. Paul.
Yeah, I think we should get an update on the moving too many things in front of me here. I think we should get an update on the audit, and since there are no new minutes here. I would propose that we replace minutes approval with audit update for the same 5 minutes.
Okay, is there somebody get on the call?
Ken Aaron.
Hi, Ken. So we're reviewing the agenda. There's a motion from R. Paul Martin to eliminate minutes approval and substitute audit update?
Yeah.
Okay, is there a discussion of that?
Yeah, I think this is something we should hear about because it's important and we should generally always be finding out what's happening. That's it.
Any objections to that motion to amend?
I have a question.
Go ahead, Adriana.
I don't see, what is the adjournment time?
The adjournment time wasn't set, but it comes out to 2 hours, let's see, 2.5 hours. So that would be 11 Eastern.
It's Ken. Can I be recognized?
Yeah, go ahead.
I'd like to add a discussion and maybe a motion requesting that the PNB rescind their approval of the new SCA computations. Because, as I understand it, the Finance Committee voted it down, but the PNB, ignoring our recommendations, approved it. So I can ask that we rescind it. I read it and did my best to understand it. I almost hit my head on the shelf, tripping over the words. But it's unnecessary. The Finance Committee recommended that.
Let me speak to the point.
Add that on the agenda after the budgets.
Okay. How much time did you want for that? How much time did you want?
Oh, 10 minutes.
Okay, is there an objection to adding that to the agenda for discussion?
Point of order, you already have. I don't think that's an amendment to the amendment. So we have to.
Right.
We have an amendment
okay.
on the floor to have the audit update. We haven't disposed
right.
of that.
Right. I haven't heard any objection to that. Was there an objection to that? Okay, so
I'm
assuming that.
I'm sorry.
You
I'm sorry.
Yes, Adriana, you're objecting?
To which one, sir? Because I heard first ARPO and I didn't
hear. Adding the first item, the first was ARPO Martin's motion.
I don't have any objections on that, but I hear somebody talking during a few minutes about something else. I don't
yes,
know
I'm trying to clear, yes, I'm trying to clear up whether there was any objection to ARPO Martin's motion to eliminate minutes since there are no minutes and put 5 minutes for an audit update. Are you objecting to that one?
No, sir.
Okay, hearing no objection, that's in the agenda for now. We'll do the agenda as a whole. The next one up is the current motion from Ken Aaron to add 10 minutes at the end of the agenda before the next meeting for a discussion of rescinding the SBA motion recommending to the PMB.
Point of information?
Yes. Go ahead, Adriana.
Can we have the motions in writing, because this is not it's happened before, right? We changed what we said in the meantime that we say it, and if somebody wants to put something, please send the motion saying where they want, for how long, and exactly what it is.
Yeah. All right, thank you. Can you do that, Ken?
Yes, I'll send
just
them. I'll write
just the agenda motion at this point, and we'll see if it gets on the agenda, and if you have another motion, you can add it then, if it gets
so,
on the agenda.
Agenda, and then I'll write the motion. Yeah. Hello, are we there?
Yes, we're here.
What are we doing?
You're sending us a motion, written motion about the agenda.
If it gets on the agenda, I'll send the motion. It's just to ask to rescind it.
Oh, my God.
I mean, Art Paul made a motion to go over he made a motion, and it got added to the agenda that we're going to discuss something. If you want, I'll draw up a motion and send it now, but I don't think you have to wait for me to do that, to approve adding it to the agenda. But I will. Okay, motion.
More substantive business than our falls.
Okay.
So we're waiting for someone to send the to send a motion, an amendment that says motion to ask the PNB to rescind the SCA motion to put it after the budgets for 10 minutes?
Correct.
Yeah, I think he's using the language of the motion to rescind there.
So the chair says he has to, we have to wait for that whole motion to come in before we deal with the amendment?
Is there an objection to putting it on the agenda as a whole?
Yes, sir.
I
want to see it happen before.
All right.
I want very clear what he wants on the agenda.
Sorry.
Okay. You want to read that?
Oh, sure. Whereas the motion approved by the PNB to revise payments to the national office based on subsidiary communication authorization fees causes unnecessary complexity in calculating budgets and incomes. Therefore, we request that the PNB rescind the recently approved FCA ruling.
Okay, then your motion is to put that on our agenda for discussion after the KPFK budget for 10 minutes, is that right?
Send it to our poll.
Aren't you on the Yahoo group?
I'm sorry, Mr. Chair, who are you addressing?
Ken, aren't you on the Yahoo group?
Oh, yeah, but I'm not submitting. Where do I just do that? I add it to in response to the
list. If you apply anything you got from the Yahoo group, it'll go to the Yahoo group.
Well, I'm in the Yahoo group. So under conversations and to the meeting, I just make a reply or something like that.
You're saying you're not in your email, you're in actually on Yahoo's website?
I'm at the website in the Yahoo group. I really don't think I should go through a training here. I'd rather just email
more. Go ahead.
Mr. Chair?
Yes? Go ahead, Adriana.
No, it's easy. The member doesn't know how to do it. Just push reply to any of the... emails that he received from
he's apparently not looking at it in his email.
Yeah. I'll say reply.
Did you send it to Arpal?
Yes, I did.
Arpal, can you check and send it to the group, please?
Yeah, I've been checking here. It hasn't hit yet, and here it is. Okay, there it is. I will forward now.
Okay, people heard it. He read it. Wants to put that motion on the agenda after item 7. The discussion of that.
Mr. Chair, I don't hear any discussion, so...
Have people received it?
Oh, we have to read the whole motion.
Yes.
All right, what was your objection, Adriana?
I think that the main problem here is that it's not being explained rightly, but more than that, the member should remember that the National Finance Committee is a standing committee of the PNB, not the other way around. I object.
Okay. Anybody else want to speak on the question?
Pardon me, Ken?
Yeah.
I'd rather not get into discussion here. The budgets are the highest priority. So
yeah.
Okay. The question,
all right.
Put it on the agenda to get a fair hearing. It's right at the end of the meeting, so it doesn't have any business.
All right, but there was an objection. Arpal, can you take a vote on adding it to the agenda, please?
Okay, the motion is to add to the agenda a motion asking the PNB to rescind the SCA motion after the budgets for 10 minutes. Ken Aaron.
Yes.
Ahmed Anderson.
Yes.
Nick Arena.
No.
Adriana Kasanov.
No.
Nick Economidis.
Yes.
Arpal Martin. Yes. Tony Norman.
Pass.
Michael Lovick?
No.
Serene Roberts?
Absolutely not.
Going back, Tony Norman.
Abstain.
Okay, the vote is 4-4, 4 against, 1 abstention.
Okay, so the motion to put on the agenda fails. Agenda as amended by switching.
Mr. Chair?
Yes. I have an amendment.
May I be recognized?
Yes, first Adriana, then R. Paul. You're talking about the agenda before we approve it, Adriana?
Yes.
Go ahead.
I want to put the adjournment time at 11, certain time, 11 p.m. Eastern time.
Okay, is there any objection to 11 p.m. certain adjournment time? Hearing none, we'll add that to the agenda. R. Paul, you have another amendment?
That was mine.
Okay, all right. Any objections to the agenda as amended?
Hi, Nancy here.
All right, thank you. All right, hearing no objection. Hearing no objection, the agenda is approved. There are no minutes, but we're going to discuss some kind of update on the audit. My understanding is the audit was completed and released and approved, right? Was that right? By the audit committee?
Yes.
Okay. Any further discussion of that?
Is it posted on Cape on online yet?
Take a quick look here.
Mr. Chair?
Yes. Go ahead.
I have a question. We have the PMB, have the chair of the audit committee explaining all of this and was approved, and the PMB approved it. I don't understand. No one of us is member of the audit committee.
Yeah, constitutionally. I mean, the bylaws prevent us from being on it's one or the other.
Exactly. How can we explain?
Well, we got the update. There is nothing. I don't think 2014 is posted yet, and we're going to move on to the next item, which is the PFW budget. I believe Jerry is on the line with us to talk about that.
Mr. Chair?
Yes.
Does anybody here know why it isn't posted yet? Because to say we have an audit, but it's, you know, what, not being made public, is to say we don't really have an audit, because the whole idea of the audit for a not-for-profit is to make it public. And I think we need to find out why, since we're being told it's been there for more than a month, maybe 6 weeks now, why isn't it posted where it's supposed to be?
I think we need to find this out.
Well, I will attempt to find out. Serene, was that you?
Yeah. The audit was accepted. It was by the committee. It was also accepted by the PNB. I know there's a final audit. And I believe, without getting too deep into this, that there might be limited staff available to handle that during this particular time period. So it's likely to be rectified, rectified suggests there's an error. But I expect that, based on what I know of the schedule, in terms of staff availability, this should not be a problem by next week this time.
Yeah, it's the holiday season, and very few people are working besides that. Why don't we move the agenda, please? Unless it's urgent, Adriana.
Yes, I want to add that obviously we are having problems with the ITs and with the web page. Something is going on, and we know that there are different difficulties. Probably that's the reason why it's not posted. But like I said, why we waste our time when we don't have the answer?
Thank you. All right, next item on the agenda is the WPFW budget proposal in action. And, Jerry, there was
for
a question.
Long, sir? I'm sorry, for how long?
Yeah. Well, we have 45. It's scheduled for 45 minutes. We might get it done sooner because we did have an initial discussion. You raised some questions on the email stream about whether it's been any changes have been made.
So this is Nick Arena, and I know Jerry Paris is also on the line. And
sure,
last meeting took place on Tuesday last week, and in the interim, both Nancy and I have had some travel, as well as Efren has had some travel, and we haven't made certain updates to Adrian's questions. One point was for expenses associated with the board election. We will add a line item for board expense, election expense, at the same amount as 2016, which is listed as $1,600. The other question that Adrian had last time was regarding the actual expenses of the transmitter costs being adjusted in the budget to reflect the savings that Jerry and his team have been able to take place over the last several months due to work they've done to help repair the transmitter. We haven't changed those numbers. We're going to wait until the final costs of the transmitter repairs are completed, and we'll update it. But again, we've over-budgeted for this number specifically to be able to account for unforeseen circumstances that may arise in the future. But Jerry's done a terrific job of keeping these expenses at bay. The other question was regarding our office rent and the finalizing of the reduction of the lease. We have signed this document. The interim executive director has signed it. The agreement with our building landlord to reduce the rent to $10,000 a month for the period from December through December 2016 through September 2017. And so that has been signed, but the staff at the landlord's office is out on vacation, obviously because of the holidays. They'll be signing that next week, and we'll be completing that. There is also a question regarding the salary expenses and adjustments to the salary expenses as a result of the reduction of hours of staff that was approved by the interim executive director and the union. We haven't adjusted those just yet. We want to have the experience of the coming months about what the salary expenses are. So they're budgeted a little higher than we actually feel they're going to be. But we know that they will be lower, probably by at least 20%. There's other activities happening around reducing salary expenses that involve personnel of the station that I don't want to discuss, but we do feel like that these are high numbers for salary, and that we will definitely have savings from there. The other thing I'll comment on was regarding just questions regarding some of the budget numbers. As far as income is concerned, the listener support line, and you can see that, you know, we have some of the expenses, some of the revenue in October 16 and November 16 are just a result of carryover revenue that wasn't, you know, realized in September 2016. And it was just the timing of the receipt of those donations. I think we would have had a larger actual fiscal year 2016 if we just had gotten some of those donations in 2016, but we got them in 2017. To another member of the committee's comment and to what I said to begin with, you know, Efren, the controller, interim CFO, whatever, however he's titled right now, has been on vacation basically since the latter part of last week. And so some of the things that we were questioned on regarding the actual numbers of 2016, we haven't really had answers to because he's just not available because of the holidays. So those, I think, were the bulk of the questions that were asked before, and I'm just going to ask that if we did make the conversation focused on those questions and move to have the budget approved with the adjustments that I just discussed, that I think that would be a good way forward.
Okay, thank you. It seemed like somebody dropped off the call. Does anybody know who that was? Okay. Jerry, did you want to say anything further, or Nancy Sorden?
Michael. I'm sorry to interrupt you, Jerry. I got a text from Nancy that she's traveling, having visited family in Ohio, and she said that her cell coverage may be limited, so she may or may not be able to make comment, and if she is, she may lose connection, so just letting you know that. Sorry, go ahead, Jerry.
Just in basic agreement with Nick, if I were to describe this budget proposal, I would actually call it pessimistic and therefore, I guess, safe. In scanning through the cells, it looks conservative on the income side, and again, pessimistic on the expense side. As Nick mentioned, we're going to realize more savings on the expenses, on the expense side, than is actually listed on the budget. And then some of the real world experiences that we have right now in addressing our maintenance costs, specifically on the annual budget page, I guess it would be line 103, which refers to maintenance, engineering, technical support. It is broken out $10,000 through March 17th, from October 16th through March 17th. And I think that in that line we're breaking out what we projected were going to be the cost for transmitter repairs and antenna repairs. We're actually going to come in more like $20,000 or less. So that item changes dramatically enough to swing the whole total for the year over. The projection for, I believe, FY 2017 was a negative number on row 41. And just from the results of the project at the transmitter, we've already saved more than that amount. So the reality is going to be better than what is being projected on this document, from my point of view right now.
Adriana?
Yes, go ahead, Adriana.
Yeah. First of all, thank you. I can see here, I have a question about revenue in November, because I have the revenue from October. For what I can see, the actuals that the national office sent are better than the one that you projected, and the expenses are lower than the one that you have in this budget. I can see that at the end of column 41, like you said, at the end of October, should be, you projected a surplus of $39,000, and according to the national office, the surplus is $58,000 for October. That's why I'm interested to know how we know that already November finished. Do you have the numbers from November? Do you know the total revenue from the month of November?
Adrian, I don't, and I wasn't able to get it up, an affirmative update of the final numbers from EFRIN. I think there's been some preliminaries, but we don't have them, so we say again that EFRIN helped us with the revenue numbers in the budget, so he may not have made the updates to the actuals in this in time for the meeting, because I think he was rushing to get things done prior to his leaving on vacation. So, in any event, I think, as you're, I think, pointing out, is that the actuals are better than the projections, and so things are tracking to be stronger than, as Jerry said, a more pessimistic budget.
This is Michael. I think the same thing is true for KPFK. The GM mentioned that the only thing that's updated for November is the actual bank balance, but the, I don't think the national office has sent out the November actuals income and expenses yet. Are there other questions?
No, the only thing that I want to add is I know that the national office didn't send it. That's why I asked if they have it, because the same situation was with KPFT, but the business manager and the general manager of KPFT, they have the numbers from November. That's why we were able to use it too. That I was thinking that maybe they have it. I know that. Okay, thank you.
Yeah, thanks. Art Paul, go ahead.
All right. So what you're saying here is the bottom line of what is this, basically 35, you're saying that this goes, what is that, cell Q41. So you're saying that because of the transmitter repairs being less, that this will actually be about $5,000 in the black?
Yes, if you were to just look at what we've done in terms of getting the transmitter repaired.
Uh-huh. And looking at this, I think what's happening is you're getting a lot of your revenue lumped into listener support too, right? Is that your perception also?
That's correct.
All right, and I'm seeing that you're projecting a listener support to be better by about $237,000 for FY17, which I guess, since they're lumping it, would allow you to also make it not just listener support, but some other parts of revenue in there, but. Could you tell us a little bit, more about how you think 237 more will come in for general revenue? Well, actually, the general revenue is almost $250,000, because there's all that. But it does make it problematic that they lump this in. But your listener support's about 237 better than last year, and the total revenues. 246, almost 247, better than last year. Could you give us an idea of, why you're confident of those numbers?
Well, if that's spread out over the whole year, when we do our regular fund drives, if we don't approach those goals, we tend to extend the fund drives. We've got a number of off-air fundraisers that we do in the course of the year. We've got one scheduled for February, and they do bring in some sizable income, and we intend to do many more. Also, the history of the station, I keep going back to this, the history of the station being at low power caused us to lose quite a bit of our audience. And we're experiencing that right now at reduced power, for the work that is being done. The feeling is that when we go back to full power, our pattern is such that we cover quite a bit of the area outside of Washington, D.C., and a lot of complaints are actually coming from outside of Washington, D.C. We've broadcast as far north as Delaware and as far south as Richmond when we're at full power, and we'll be reaching a much wider audience. It's been a while. We were at full power for a while when my team first came on, but new problems popped up. And now we're efforting to stabilize the system so that we won't experience any of these ups and downs that we have in the past year. And by reaching a much wider audience and, frankly, targeting the audience a little better, we think we can make those numbers.
Okay. Could you tell me, did you do a December on-air fundraiser?
Yes, we did.
How did it do?
It did not do well. We weren't at completely reduced power. I mean, right now we're below 50%, but we were at reduced power then. And if I can speak frankly, that fund drive was not very well executed in terms of staffing, even though we have a PC-based pledge collection system. We still have a lot of volunteers who are not really computer literate, and therefore paper entry was being used again. And we are still processing pledges that came in December. So what we have is a continuation of pledge revenue that trickles in slowly. This has been an experience for WPFW for quite some time. We're doing our best to turn that around, but that's a bit of the reality. So some of those funds appear, for instance, in actually the figure that we have right now in the budget for listener support for January of 17, I would say, is kind of pessimistic, but what it points to is that even though we're going to have a pledge drive in January of 2017, those funds won't come in until February. So if you look at February for listener support, you'll see $140,000 and change. That accounts for the latency, if you will, of income.
This is Michael to the stack. What I think you're saying is that you're probably scheduling your next fund drive a little earlier than you anticipated because the December was short. Is that correct?
We're scheduled for January 18th. I do believe that's a little early.
Yeah.
I'm not absolutely certain.
Okay, thanks. I just sent a motion to the committee. A chance to try to look for it. I'll read it for the stream. Move that the NSC recommends to the PNB the adoption of the fiscal year 2017 budget for WPFW approved by their LSB. With the provisos, I guess should be plural, that the revenue sources from other sources, the revenue from other sources be broken out of listener support, that November actuals be included as soon as available, and that if future fund drives do not meet expectations, that further economies be sought in station expenditures.
I second.
Eliana? Is there, did you change the wording just there because we have sources?
Yes, the first sources should be, the word after revenue should just be from. Proviso
okay,
that revenue from other sources.
So it would be proviso that revenue from other sources. Okay.
There was another change that I made also as I saw it. What was that?
Adriana?
Go ahead, Adriana.
Yeah, shouldn't we put something there? Because I don't know which formula did they use, and I don't see that they are there in the central services what come from the CA. Shouldn't we put that like a proviso too?
I don't think so, Adriana, because we're not.
No?
No, I just don't think so. We have budget for it, and I don't think we're accounting for that.
You don't currently have anybody using the subcarrier.
We're not accounting for that income, so we don't think we'll have it there.
No. I'm sorry. I think that I couldn't explain myself. What I'm saying is the amount that you put in there for central services is not yet. We don't have the total definition yet from the National Finance Committee or from the PMB. That's why I'm saying that the central service should be actualized too once that we have that formula.
I see what you're saying.
It has nothing to do with the income.
That would be a proviso in everybody's budget. So is it really
yes.
necessary to have that in there?
I just asked.
We have done that previously with every single budget.
Okay. Then could we just add that to the? I have no problem adding that to it. It's just that it's just the nature of the time.
Yeah, Does someone want to write up some language for that and send it out, and we can add it? Did I hear Serene ask to speak, or you?
No.
Okay. Is Nancy Sorton back on the call? I guess not. I can try to write some additional language about that.
Yeah, correct. Provisos.
Yeah, provisos. The floor. That was the other change.
Nancy back on.
Okay. Did you want to comment at all on the WPFW budget, Nancy?
No. I just got back on. I've been able to follow just some of it, but. They're tweaking the motion about approval of conditional approval of the budget, Nancy, of the PFW budget. Oh, okay. Thank you.
Okay, add an additional proviso. I can find it here. So, with the provisos, plural, that revenue from other sources be broken out of listed support, that November actuals be included as soon as available, that central services payments to the PNO be adjusted when the PNB revises this formula, and that if future fund drives do not meet expectations, that further economies be sought in station expenditures.
That's the motion. I second it, Michael.
Okay. Is there further discussion of that?
Did you send this up?
I sent it out again, yeah, with the change proviso to provisos. I got rid of extra resources and added the third proviso in the middle before the fourth one. Had the same header though. It might nest itself. I don't know how your Gmail works, or if you're using Gmail, mine.
What it's doing is it's okay. On the website there, it's show okay. Well, Yahoo's treated okay. So you've rephrased the entire motion, then.
Yes, I made the other corrections, and I added in addition to proviso as number.
All right. Well, that brings up the question of how we handle that, because.
All right. Why don't we handle it as an amendment to my motion that I made? for the additional proviso that payments to the PNO be adjusted when the PME revises its formula. Is there any objection to that? I don't think we really need to check into the middle.
Okay. Jeez. Let me place this in there. First of all, it should start out the NFC recommends, and that's the way I'll put it for the minutes. And
it does.
So
the motion says move that the NFC recommends to the PMB the adoption.
Yeah. The NFC recommends to the PMD, yeah, the adoption. Okay. So do you want to just want to withdraw the first one and put in this one? That might be easier.
Okay, that's fine. However you want to deal with it in the minute.
Well, the committee has to unanimously agree to that.
Yeah. Okay. Is there any objection to instead of amending the first one, just withdrawing the first one and substituting the second? Hearing none. So that is the motion that's on the floor. Move that the NFC recommends to the PMB the adoption of the fiscal year 2017 budget for WPFW approved by their LSB, with the provisos that revenue from other sources be broken out of listed support, that November actuals be included as soon as available, that central service payments to the PNO be adjusted when the PMB revises its formula, and that if future fund drives do not meet expectations, that further economies be sought in station expenditures.
I second the motion, Michael.
Wait, okay.
Yeah, I don't think we need seconds on committee. No. But thank you.
Okay, I'm not seeing the central services part in here.
It just says CS.
Oh, okay. From other sources be that if... Okay, I'm not... All right, let me go back and... Let me see if the email has arrived yet, because I'm pulling this off the website. An email has arrived.
Yes.
Okay, at CS. Gee, you know, I'm getting this. It's looking different in two different places. The email has it. Okay.
Okay. Thank you. All right, so somebody trying to get the floor there? Is that Adriana?
Yeah, I was saying that we received it, five minutes ago.
Okay.
Your email with your
new
motion.
Any further discussion? Okay. Any objections to the motion as revised? All right, hearing none.
I am hoping that we will be revisiting this and the other budgets, you know, in the next month to see exactly how performance is stacking up against these budgets.
Each of the local station boards is supposed to do a quarterly review of their budget, so this is practically at the end of the first quarter of this budget already.
But it doesn't always happen.
No, I understand. People listening on this need to be aware, and the LSBs need to take their responsibility seriously. So this one and all the others should get reviewed in the face of reality, obviously, and adjusted accordingly for the document. Okay, so that said, I heard no objection to this motion, and I would say thank you to Gary and to the local board members that, you know, and PMB members that were doing it with you.
Thank you, Michael, and really the thanks goes to Nancy Sorden and Jerry for putting this together, and appreciate the time. I think Nancy and both I are both traveling tonight, so I'm going to have to step off the call.
Yeah.
I do appreciate everyone's attention tonight. Thank you.
Yeah, sorry we had to, you know, kind of drag you out on the call in the middle of the holiday season, but it is what it is. All right, thank you so much, and I think we can move the agenda.
Thanks from Jerry also.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you. Good night.
I saw an earlier message from Bertold that he got on the call and there was nobody there, so I emailed him that there had been a problem with the loop up and that we were on the call. Is Bertold on this call yet for the WBAI budget?
He called me earlier, and apparently he called in early.
Okay.
He called in well, you know, he called me before 8:30 saying he couldn't get on. I think he called in like 7 or something.
I'm here.
You're here now. Oh, okay,
great.
He's here.
Oh, perfect. Thank you.
Good beginning.
All right. Thank you. All right, terrific. So we're going to move the agenda to the WBAI budget. And usually we begin with the presentation. We have 45-minute schedule with 10 minutes for the presentation.
Well, I think I made the presentation last time, so I think I'll leave time for you to ask questions. I mean, bottom line is...
I think we were... most of that was in executive session. I can't remember exactly, but... Maybe you could just review it quickly for us on the stream for everybody. What you can say publicly about it.
All right. So this, the highlights are: we are looking to increase revenue by about $300,000. And the way we're doing that is increasing listener support by 14%, which is 178,000. And also increasing community events by like $54,000. And we have the SCA income including in there. So that's another $90,000. So basically the SCA income is a wash because it's also in the expenses. But so if you want to take that out, then we're projecting to raise about $260,000 extra this year than we raised last year. So that's that for the revenue. For the expenses, it's basically the same. There's not much going on here. Our goal is to raise more money in events. We've been doing that. We've been organizing more events downstairs with the new programming manager, Tony Bates. We've been a lot more proactive. We're having a lot of events downstairs, downstairs from the station. And we didn't even actually put those projections in there, you know, how much money we're actually going to raise. We're actually projecting about $12,500 a day on the fund drive, which has not been realistic in the past. But in October, we raised $10,400 a day, about $11,000 with Gary Knoll retreat. And in December, we were able to do $12,260. So we are pretty certain with some of the new producers that we put in there that are building audience, like Felipe Luciano on the Friday morning and Tony Bates pitching in the morning, we will be doing $12,500 a day. And that is the gist of, you know, the pièce de résistance of a budget, raising funds. I mean, that's basically it. There's not really much changes in expenses. It's more or less the same. 2016, we had 1.7 million expenses, 1.783. Now we have 1.714. So we would be reducing expenses by, I don't know, 60,000.
Indiana?
A chunk of that, 20,000 of that would be board expense, the election. And then another $20,000 with the administrative expenses. Okay, I'm done.
Okay, R. Paul Martin, do you have anything to say? I heard you, Adriana, but R. Paul is the treasurer of WBAI.
Yeah. All right. So, looking at it, there. I just moved off. Spreadsheets are wonderful. You hit one thing and you're at the other side of the spreadsheet. All right. The bottom line here that you're projecting is about 312 in the red. Of course, that's counting in the accrued Empire rent, and that's still about 36 a month being accrued. Bertold?
Excuse me, say that again?
I said, so you figure that the accrual for Empire is about 36 a month?
Yes. If you look in next to annual budget, next to cash flow, the cash flow gives you basically the same annual budget minus the Empire State Building.
Uh-huh.
And if you look at fiscal year 2017 cash flow, it shows you a surplus of like $86.
Yeah, 86. Okay. I have to say that looking at the tab about the fund drive details, we're looking at numbers that are higher than we're really getting. For instance, the December one you have as 14 a day, tally of 14 a day. It's coming in a little under 11, came in a little under 11. And so there's that. Then you have the previous, the fall-thon, you have a tally of 450. And I don't know, we have these issues where what the general manager differs with the daily tallies that are posted, and the general manager has higher numbers. And I'm kind of leery of some of this. We have not been, you know, doing all that great in terms of the listener support. And I don't know. I mean, the programming manager, which is not an actual position and which got hired somehow, the programming manager is an interesting idea, but I don't see that it's really going to do 260 more in listener support. I mean, it is not proven income, and we're supposed to be basing this stuff on proven income. And so I'm really leery of your listener support projection of 1.451 million for FY17. And you know, I don't know, you know, I think it comes down to a thing of I want to see proven income, and you're going to say, "Hey, we're optimistic and believe me." So I don't know how to reconcile that. But I think that is the major part of it there is listener support being
actually totally disagree with that, and I'll tell you why. If you look at the budget, you will see that we are projecting $280,000 total revenue in October 2016, $103,000 in November, and $123,000 in December 2016, right? So that adds up to $506,000 in October, November, and December, right? Well, if we look at the actuals, in October we raised $281,000 to $98,000 to $841,000 $78,319 and $135,968. That is 513. So we are well on our way to between our fund drive and whatever it is we're doing to meet whatever projection we've done for at least for the first quarter, October, November, December 2016.
Okay, so why don't we take us back for Q&A. Maria Diana, anybody else have questions? Sounds like somebody dropped off the call again also.